Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I greet you in Jesus' wonderful name. I pray you're rejoicing and being blessed in the Lord. And in my own personal life, and I feel that God is stirring the hearts of His people corporately, in the times that we are living in, we're living in some very serious, some very dark times, and I believe God is calling us to dedicate ourselves to Him in a new consecration, a new commitment, a new dedication to the Lord, and answer the call of His Spirit. I believe He's drawing us to deep and earnest and fervent prayer, and some may feel led to fast. And I believe as we seek the Lord as never before, we're going to see astounding answers to our prayers. I believe we're going to experience the miraculous of God in our own day and see the wondrous works of the Lord with our own eyes. Isn't that something you desire? That's what I desire. However, in the midst of great spiritual victories, we must never forget that we are continually in warfare. Our greatest personal victories, those things that we're asking the Lord for in our own lives, will come as we fully yield to the Lord and walk in obedience to His will. The Word says clearly that obedience is better than sacrifice. So, beloved, surrender and obedience are the keys to victory. We see some very interesting things that happened in the life of the prophet Elijah. And the Word says that the examples in Scripture are given for our admonition, for our learning, that we can be blessed and encouraged by things that the Lord's servants had gone through before us. And in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, verse 5, we see that there had been an awesome display of God's power on Mount Carmel. But what happens next? Well, the prophet Elijah becomes depressed. And it's interesting to note how the Lord dealt with his servant. An angel awoke him as he slept and said, "Arise, eat." And you think in a situation like this, perhaps Elijah should have a vision or some, had some remarkable event happen to him. But instead, the angel told Elijah to do the most ordinary thing possible, get up and eat. And we must always be aware that just as we have a capacity for inspiration, for exaltation, and those wonderful spiritual mountaintop experiences, well, there's also a possibility for depression. And sometimes that happens right after some of our greatest and most wonderful experiences. There are things in this world calculated to depress us, and we must never feel we've grown so much in the Lord that we're immune to such feelings. Here was the great prophet Elijah after such an extraordinary experience, and what happens? He gets depressed. And what happens in depression? Well, it deprives us of the enthusiasm and vigor to live. We turn away from the ordinary, commonplace things of God's creation. We sort of draw into a shell, into ourselves. And when that happens, sometimes the gentle Holy Spirit comes to minister to us, and He doesn't give us extraordinary experiences, but He might tell us to do some of the most ordinary things conceivable, the simple, natural things, the things that we would never have imagined God was in. And, you know, I'm thinking now of a situation where Jesus raised this young girl from the dead, and He said, "Give her something to eat." That doesn't sound very, very spiritual, does it? But that's what he requested the parents to do. So as we move out of emotional lethargy into obedience, an amazing thing happens. We find he's there. And the inspiration which comes to us this way is actually a divine strategy against depression. I don't know if you've ever encountered that. Sometimes I've just been wearied or tired, and it's like just the Lord says, go to bed. And it's like, but no, I've got more things to do. And it's like, no, go to bed. And we have to do the next thing and do it in the inspiration of God. Our works and our activity will only deepen depression. Think about that. Sometimes we get so work-oriented, but as the Lord inspires us to do some simple task and we do it, we find his presence and pleasure, and the next thing we know, that depression is gone. So if we arise and obey, just as Elijah did, we will enter into a new experience of the abundant life that Jesus has promised to give us. And my prayer for you today, radio listener, is that you will experience the personal and precious ministry of the Holy Spirit to you in a new measure in your day-to-day life. Sometimes we get so caught up in our work responsibilities, our service, and our ministry for God that it's easy to lose sight of how much the Lord wants to be there for us. Individual needs sometimes get lost and the demands of greater causes from a human point of view. And the Lord's been impressing me how much he wants you to be aware of his involvement in all the events of your day. It is his delight that you come to him with all of your concerns, small and great. And my prayer is that even as you're listening to me right now, that the Lord will refresh you with a peace and a joy that passes all understanding. Psalm 25 and 14 says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him." The Revised Standard Version says, "The friendship of the Lord is with them that fear him." When we first begin our lives as children of God, we are full of petitions to God for the needs we have in our own lives. Then as we begin to mature and learn God's word, we find out that he desires to get us into relationship with himself. Are we able, at every point and circumstance in our life, to pray the highest of all prayers, "Thy will be done," even as Jesus did? All those who are so willing will begin to receive the revelation of the Father's heart, the very secrets of the Lord. One of the signs of friendship is that of sharing. We may share sorrows with our friends, but secret joys are reserved only for our most intimate and trusted friends, the ones who really understand us. Have we allowed the Lord to tell us any of his joys, or are we telling God our secrets so continually that we leave no room for him to talk to us? God's great blessings are so wonderful, but our hearts are captured by the small, tiny things that he does for us. I know recently I asked him for something, and it was such a small thing, and I actually forgot about it. But someone was moved on by the Lord and sent me something in the mail, and it so touched my heart because it was the very thing that I had asked God for. His blessings are so wonderful, and as our minds, of course, know that he knows every detail of our lives, yet our hearts thrill in the small, tiny things that he does for us that show his amazing desire for intimacy with us. Psalm 25 and 14 says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he shall teach. Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose." Praise God. We all desire the assurance and awareness of being guided by God. Yet there's a place in the Lord where we live so much in the consciousness of God that God guides us in our ordinary choices. And if there's something we should choose that he doesn't want, I am in full assurance that he will check us by his Holy Spirit. And at that point, we should pay attention and heed. Whenever there's a doubt, stop at once. Brother Glass always used to say, when in doubt, don't. God instructs us in what we choose, that is, he guides our common sense, and we no longer hinder his spirit by continually saying, Lord, show me your will. We trust that he's guiding us. Revelation 19 and 10 says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And so I'm going to obey him with a prophecy that he's given to me for you. My beloved, my desire for you is to be filled with my joy and abide in my peace. And I will break the yoke of impatience off of you, that you might live in the spirit of liberty and freedom that I have given you. My plan for your life cannot be hurried, and I am working in ways that you cannot see. Yet I would have you to know that my ways are perfect and fashioned for your highest good. You must be patient with me, and you must be patient with others, and you must be patient with yourself. Your times are in my hands, and I would have you to know, beloved, as you learn to increasingly yield to me, as you learn to wait upon me and cast your cares upon me, you will learn the deeper way of my spirit. Slow down, stand still, that you might see the salvation of your God. Even this day, I speak forth my word in your behalf, and my word shall not return void, but shall bring forth the fullness unto which I have sent it. Rest in me, for I continually watch over you, says the Lord, even this day, to your heart. Praise God. Oh, I just thank the Lord for his goodness. I just want to praise him right now, and I ask you to just join me in praise. Lord, we love you and we bless your name. I just feel, beloved, that God is going to give you a new assurance and confidence in him that will be so manifest in the days to come, and that others are going to notice. You're going to feel the difference. And I feel the Holy Spirit is going to give you such a desire to know God as never before, and he's going to satisfy that desire, even more importantly. I just want to close with that scripture found in Daniel 11:32. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I thank the Lord for the privilege of being able to share the word of the Lord with you today, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow, and we'll see what the Lord has for us. In a few moments, the announcer is going to give you our mailing address, and I invite you to write, share those prayer needs, and I invite you also to support this ministry in prayer and in finances. Without those two things, we would not be able to continue. God bless you. Thank you so much. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best for everybody.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.